Today is a day of inspiration at ptbotoday.ca. We're joined with Community Living Executive Director Teresa Jordan. Teresa, tell me a bit about how you first got involved with this organization in the first place.
Oh, sure. Well, I've worked in this field my whole working career, starting way back in 1996 with a different agency. But I have been with Community Living since 2003, and I've been the executive director since 2011. So just past my 10-year mark, which is great, except that I feel like I knew more 10 years ago than I do now, but all the experience is good.
For anybody out there that's maybe heard of community living but isn't too sure of, you know, what community living does or represents, how would you best explain it to them?
Yeah, it's a great question because we are often confused with community care, which is another excellent agency. But community living really focuses on adults, children, families that are living with a developmental disability. So someone in the family or the person themselves has been diagnosed with a developmental disability, and then they require or, you know, reach out to us for different kinds of supports. And so we do have homes, community homes, in all three areas where we operate, where people live, and we support them 24 hours a day. But also we have lots of folks that are going out into the community every day and just helping people exactly where they're at in the community with, you know, just small tasks of daily living, or even just a friendly call to make sure that they, you know, are all set for the day. So it really is a range of supports, kind of walking alongside people, I often call it.
When a family inquires about community living, what do those first couple of interactions usually look like?
Well, there is a tricky little entrance way to our sector, and that is through a mechanism that's province-wide called the DSO. And so families connect with us through that door. But yes, once they've kind of arrived at our door and are reaching out for services, the great thing about our services is there's nothing prescribed. There's nothing off the shelf. There's nothing, oh, nice to meet you, here's what we'll do. We really just sit down, try to get to know the person, understand the family's goals, understand the goals the person has for themselves. So maybe it is to have their own apartment. Then we really start talking about, okay, what can we start working on today to have the experiences and to have the knowledge and build the skills towards that goal of having your apartment. And so everything is custom made and really person-centered is how we do all our planning. So as I say, there's no kind of here's our standard model. Everything is really in conversation and just meeting the person where they're at and figuring out where they're headed.
When it comes to volunteers with community living, how important are they?
I would say, you know, COVID has been such a disaster for us because it has really limited what volunteers can do. But in the regular day-to-day, volunteers are really vital because, as I described, you know, we are building supports around people, but funding is always under pressure. And while we can maybe say that we're going to support people living in the community with their grocery shopping and their banking, there's lots of other opportunities that they could really use a helping hand for that we simply, you know, can't stretch out the time. So volunteers are crucial and really critical to actually add to our team so that we can make sure people are moving closer to their goals and having those opportunities to learn and experience things so that they can set better goals.
Today is a day of inspiration at ptbotoday.ca. Make sure to check out other features on our website under the Day of Inspiration tab.